All right, this idea, and I commend our guests who are coming in, Michael Waghalter and Kevin Barber, for coming up with this. Baseball has been an interactive game for 150 years. We've sat in the stands and said, we boo the pinch hitter, we get the pitcher out, we say this is the wrong lineup, and fire the manager and all that.
Sure.
Well, these guys have put something together. It's called America's Ball Club, a revolutionary sports crowdsourcing concept to create a real world fantasy baseball experience where fans vote on key team decisions for the Lake Erie Crushers,
okay,
an independent league professional baseball team located in Avon, Ohio. For the first time ever, fans can subscribe to vote on a pro team's operations.
Oh.
Imagine this, and see the results of their decisions out on the field each week. More information on America's Ball Club can be found at www.americasballclub.com.
So unbelievable.
That's the concept.
Okay.
I love it, and I can't wait to subscribe and give my two cents. But we welcome Michael and Kevin. How are you guys?
Hey, guys.
Good, Marty. How you doing?
Yeah, very
Marty,
good. You know, as I said, baseball's been an interactive game since it began. We sit in the stands and do it. With the advent of the internet and computers and the fact that you guys put it together and you got the cooperation of the Lake Erie Crushers, this is a revolutionary new concept that, who knows, in 20 years we could be doing this in the big leagues. Tell us how this came about.
Well, sure. Yeah, I'll answer that. We're actually inspired by some similar efforts several years ago in England with soccer. There was actually a grassroots effort by fans to buy an English league team, like a lower-level league team, with the intent of letting the fans vote. Back then I was reading about it in the paper, and I'm like, oh, this would be great to do in the U.S. with baseball, and I just kind of put it in the back of my mind and never really did anything with it. And then I think really with the rise of kind of crowdfunding, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and crowdsourcing in general over the past 5 years or so, it really kind of buzzed to a point where it would make this a lot more possible. I also happened to meet, as we started investigating, I met the owner, Stephen Edelson, of the Lake Erie Crushers. And as we started talking about it, he loved the idea, and kind of that's how it all kind of came about.
I love it. We do this all the time. I I'm on the air, and I take hundreds of calls every weekend and tweets and emails from people about the lineup, about who should do this and that. So how did you get the cooperation of a team, and how is it going to work? How is all this going to happen?
Great question.
Very good question. So we got, part of it was a long kind of courting process with the team's owners, and ensuring them that it wasn't going to damage the team, that it would actually help the team, not just from a publicity or a promotional perspective, but also, in the way that we're structuring the voting. And we actually learned this when we looked at that example from England that I mentioned a second ago. They actually had a lot of success early on. They raised, I think, a couple $1 million to actually buy a team. And they had 30,000 plus people, soccer fans, participating that first year, and they quickly fell off a cliff. And that was, we kind of looked and found out what happened in year two and year three. And when we read more about it, what we discovered was that A, the fans who really cared about the team and wanted the team to win, very quickly, in fact, their first vote as a society was that they shouldn't vote on anything that happens on the field, but let the coach make those decisions. So all the fun stuff that, all of your listeners call in about and want to opine about, they took off the table immediately. So we wanted to make sure that didn't happen. But the reason that they did that is because they felt they weren't equipped to make those decisions. So what we're doing is we're working very closely with the Crushers manager, Chris Mongiardo, and the rest of the coaching staff and the front office to kind of put together multiple choices. So that's how the lineup will work. We'll put together three or four different lineups and batting orders for each game and let the fans have a final say. So that way you know that the coach is going to be... Yeah, so that way, kind of you have the best of both worlds, right? Because you've got, you can, as a fan of the team and someone who wants the team to succeed, you feel secure that there's like a safety net there, that the manager isn't going to put an option that's a terrible option. There's, great options and maybe, not as great options, sure, but there won't be any terrible options. And then, we'll have lots of lines of communication through weekly live Q&A sessions with the management and players, where people who, you know, who are maybe more ardent, you know, people like Kevin, who play fantasy baseball every year, have their own leagues, you know, or studying sabermetrics and things like that, they can propose their own lineups, and you know the Crushers management has actually said they would love to have that. You know, they're an independent league team; they can afford to hire, you know, an expensive statistician, sabermetrician. So there are people out there who have the skills and the inclination. They're definitely open to hearing all those kinds of analyses too.
I got to know if it's a Democratic vote, one vote per person, or if you buy a suite at All Pro Freight Stadium, the Crusher Stadium. Do you have more weight in your vote?
Well, that's something that we very much want to keep it Democratic. So
they're asking, answering that.
Yeah.
We're gonna find out.
It's one vote, one person, one vote, and you will see when we launch our crowdfund campaign on Indiegogo on Monday. You'll see that there are, in fact, you can go to our website, I think you mentioned before, americasballclub.com, right now as a kind of a preview where you can kind of sign up and say you're interested, but without actually paying for it yet, because we can't take the payment until we launch on Indiegogo on Monday. But you'll see that there are varying levels. The base level, which we're charging a special introductory price of $40 for the full season to vote. But above and beyond that, we have all sorts of really cool perks and rewards and things like that at higher levels. Everything from, you know, you mentioned kind of that luxury suite. There's the highest level is, you know, you get a big VIP party for you and nine friends, where they roll out the red carpet, and you know, when you'll get to throw out the first pitch of the game, they get to do a meet and greet with the team in the locker room before the game, all sorts of fun stuff like that.
That's awesome.
But we're still limiting it to, even if you're paying, you know, if you're paying $40 or paying $5,000, you know, towards our campaign, you still get one vote.
All right, boy, americasballclub.com. Now, can you see this expanding into, you know, organized baseball, even in the lower minor leagues, or eventually into Major League Baseball?
I mean, look, that's the dream, right? I mean, we would love to, I mean, everyone would love to, you know, to vote on the Giants lineup, you know, week in, week out. You know, I think that this is the first step towards that. You know, if we can prove, especially that we can improve the Crushers' record, but I think, you know, it's baby steps. I think we could look at an affiliated ball club. We'd have to modify a little bit, just because, you know, as you know, the affiliated clubs don't have as much control over, you know, their roster. But there are certain decisions that they do make, and we'd probably be able to get involved in that.
That's great, great. And I think I read in the some of the information that they can vote to fire the manager too.
Yes, that was, strangely enough, it was actually. That was the owner's idea, and the manager's on board with it, which is also interesting. But it's basically, if the team finishes the season with a losing record, then the manager's contract goes under review, and fans can vote him in or out. And if they vote him out, they can vote on his replacement too. They choose his replacement.
Boy, I love it. Hey, it's great having you guys on. And come on back. Pat and I would love to have you back in another month or two to see how it's
Absolutely.
Going. Because the concept is revolutionary, but I'm telling you, it's part of what baseball has been, the lure of baseball for 150 years, and that is to participate with the manager. So I think you got a great idea, and I appreciate your being on.
Oh, thank you. Can I plug our Twitter and Facebook real quickly?
Sure, please do.
We're at Twitter is at AM Ball Club, and Facebook is just look up America's Ball Club, and you'll find us.
Yeah, we're going to keep in touch. I want to follow up in a couple of months to see how it goes.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Great.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks so much, guys.
Very good.